We should be ashamed of the quick rate at which matter progresses and the slow rate at which our spiritual mind are processing. For instance, the cassette recorder can produce every sound you want, and yet your spiritual heart is even greater than that cassette. It has been into existence for so many billion of years, and you still cannot capture any sounds belonging to the pure-eyed sphere. You sometimes ignore your own actions. Why? Because of the lack of serenity. When following the path toward spiritual perfection, you need to practice. Do not get bored in the middle of the road. There is the time of child to upgrade your level, and you must overcome boredom. You will retrogress if you tire of practicing. There is the fact of the moving forward one pace, then going back water three paces. Every week or every year when you are doing your spiritual evaluation, you can see yourself slip backward when you do not practice. However, it is still better to know about your loss than not be aware of it. In this case, you can always improve yourself by the help of the method. You have to determine to proceed forward and never go backward again in any circumstance. 1 year has passed and another is waiting for you. Continue practicing until the time when you can live every day, hour, minute and second in sublimation of mind. This peace of mind also progresses incessantly like material matter. Who creates? Do those magnificent light? It is from the human's mind and his level. Those people are brilliant. What they see, they can make right away. So the light are created by the vision of human's eyes. So are the cars and many more things around you. And now you are learning about the esoteric science of the Buddhist Dharma, which is also expanding into infinity. With closed eyes, you can understand many. This science will help you simplify things and bring forth many concise, fresh, new ideas to mind. Many of you experience new waves of thought flowing in the form of a poem, deep and benevolent thoughts have poured from your mind and have been sent to the universal computer of the cosmos. If you happen not to be serene, then you cannot recall the ideas. it shows that you understand profoundly the matter, but cannot express it correctly. Sometimes during your meditation, you had many excellent ideas, but are incapable to recover them later again. Why? Because you haven't reached the proper level. So you need to practice further. There is the law of the regeneration requires you to supplement yourself toward lightness. If you still orient yourself downward to sexuality, then how can you become bright? Without serenity, you cannot become bright in the spiritual Dharma. You only repeat sacred words and mismatch those principles in your daily life. But for real practice is lacking. You reason incorrectly, create hot temper for yourself. That is the cause of the instability in your household. You create misunderstandings, finally sorrows to yourself because your nervous system is overworked. Therefore, with the help of this method, you can regenerate and elevate yourself to higher level of supra-civilization. Continue to hold into the technique of how to disengage your karma. If you practice, you will advance, then certainly achieve the goal. You do not need to rely on anyone. Only your fulfillment will be certified. You will return to your true nature when you are able to discontinue your mischiefs and annoying ways. When you appreciate the truth and straightforwardness, then there will be hope for advancement. If you keep hiding the truth and do not want to bring to the light your evil doing, then you can never progress. So we know now that we would be unwise to stay in the darkness. We proceed to the sphere of lightness instead. By the time we leave this plane, every one of us must go with the empty hands. At that time, we don't even care about our clothes. Our lamps become numb and motionless. So you see, if you understand this, then you must fully grasp the importance of the preparing yourself for departure. You came here with nothingness, then you will live in this bed. You will also do it with courage and determination. However, there is an existence within this non-existence. There is lucidity within this nothingness. there is a positiveness in that nothingness which all pertains to the esoteric science. If you do not retain that nothingness, then you hardly achieve anything. For instance, if you are not patient and calm enough, how can you correctly repair your broken car? Only with composure of mind can you fix it. In case your family face a problem, then you also need to stay calm in order to resolve the matter. You just guide the member of your family according to the level of awareness. They will remember your advice at the moment of the dilemma. So far, I have shared with you many circumstances in life. I am in touch with you in times of suspense, of dilemmas. I observe you every night to see how far you go and how your blindness impedes your way. Therefore, I call for forgiveness and love in order for you to mend your ways and overcome afflictions and sorrows, those misfortunes will hit you, my first, before touching any other member of your family. Thus, you must watch out. If wounds and deviations come to attack you, you must chase them out right away. I show you that the location of your real heart is the cranial psychic center on top of your head. From there comes lucidity in times of meditation. From there comes the condensed principle of the universe that will help you improve your manners and attitude. From there, you will know your real identity. Today, we are happy to be together. We love each other. Sometimes we have difference of opinion, but then we miss the person with whom we disagree when he is absent. When we don't come to see our fellow practitioners, we genuinely miss them and is so happy to meet them again. We hope to be together again every week or every month. What makes you think about your fellow practitioners like this? It is the affinity coming from pure energy. By thought, you emit the pure energy to the universe, and in return, the universe shines its pure energy to you, causing an alliance that urges you to go visiting your fellow practitioners. That's how you feel the fraternal love among fellow practitioners. Sometimes you make them more than your relatives. Why is this? Because we all our brothers and sisters under the paternity of God. Now we orient ourselves to return to the origin, then we are like one. It is even deeper than the feeling you have toward your brothers and sisters in your own family. Be aware that you have been reincarnated on the earth many, many times and have accomplished many things in order to have this opportunity to join this spiritual reunion. In ordinary life, when coming to see your friends, you greet them happily, but our greetings are to remain silent so that we can come into communication with the pure divine energy granted to us. We hug each other by the pure divine energy which is so light. Worries are left behind. We live now in peace during this moment of the meditative contemplation. We share the joy that permeates into every cell of our body. We offer to Heavenly God and Buddha the glorious lotus in hope to progress bit by bit. The spiritual joy is very much different from the ordinary joy. The happiness in Tao is lightness and fulfillment. The joy comes from our awakening, from our awareness of a mystic we are. Happy to know our mistakes in order in make corrections. There is evolution toward eternal existence. Today is the first day of spiritual retreat in this place. We remain silent to commune, with our innermost core. And we will continue to preserve faith and strength to contribute to the current evolution cycle. We stay together 3 days to see how much peace we can sincerely offer to others and how much acceptance to share our pure divine energy during these 3 days. With or without my presence, every one of you has the right to supplement your mind up to the place where I am walking now. There is the sound of the vital energy of the universe. Every one of you originated from that place. Therefore, now you must return to that one in order to make an efficient contribution. Only at that point can we understand each other better and join our strength together for the return to our original native homeland. I sincerely thank you for your attention.
Namo Amida Phat. bạn niệm cho đến lúc các bạn cảm thức sự thay đổi trong nội tâm nội tạng của các bạn, lúc đó các bạn mới thấy rằng khoa học quyền bí trong nội tâm các bạn. Cho nên cái sâu chữ này sẽ giải tiến cho các bạn và dẫn các bạn tiến tới rõ rệt khoa học quyền bí của các càn khôn vũ trụ. Lúc đó các bạn mới cảm thức giá trị. Lúc đó các bạn mới đem lòng nhớ thương trời Phật. Lúc đó các bạn mới đem lòng thương vạn linh tại thế. Cho nên cố gắng trì niệm, thành tâm, thanh tịnh, ăn năn sám hối, hối cải, biết ta là một tội hồn chưa hoàn tất, là con bệnh tại thế. Ta phải cố gắng tự trị bệnh, chứ chẳng có ai có khả năng trị bệnh chúng ta ngoài ta. Nên cố gắng thực hiện cho kỳ được điều này thì các bạn sẽ được cứu rỗi đời đời ở tương lai. Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật. 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 Lúc ban đầu mới niệm Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật, ai cũng có cái thành kiến và không minh bạch đường lối, cho nên khó niệm, niệm không vô. Vì sao? Vì chúng ta hướng ngoại động loạn, chúng ta bao giờ có hướng nội đâu, cho nên niệm nó hơi trở ngại. Cho nên các bạn phải tập khi đi làm về rảnh rỗi ngồi một mình, nghĩ rằng tôi đang làm việc cho tôi, và tôi khai mở những gì ở trong nội tâm nội tạng tôi đang bị nghẹt, và tôi là người gia công khai mở cho chính tôi. Bạn mới tập dùng nguyên ý thầm niệm, lưỡi co lưỡi răng gầy răng, dùng ý niệm một chập thì các bạn thấy rõ có nước miếng ra. Đó là vị thuốc linh đơn. Tại sao nước miếng nó thành một vị thuốc linh đơn? Các bạn ăn những gì thảo mộc, kim mộc, thủy quả thổ phối hợp thành một luồng điển có sức mạnh, các bạn mới đi làm được. Ngày nay các bạn phối hợp cái luồng điện đó chuyển chạy trong cái nước miếng, vừa lọc máu các bạn, vừa khai tâm mở trí các bạn. Đó là một thần dược để trị tâm bệnh cho các bạn. Cho nên các bạn cứ trì niệm Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật mãi mãi như vậy thì các bạn được cứu. Nhưng mà giai đoạn đầu nó khó khăn. Ban đầu chúng ta làm 5 phút, sau 10 phút, sau 20 phút, lần lần đi tới 30 phút, lần lần chúng ta đi cả giờ, lần lần đi tới suốt ngày. Khi mà trụ đỉnh trung tim bộ đầu rồi thì lúc nào luồng điển ngay trung tim bộ đầu cũng rút bộ đầu các bạn. Lúc đó các bạn vô biệt niệm rồi, luôn luôn nhớ Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật. Nhớ nó khó hơn niệm. Niệm là tập tành thôi, còn nhớ nó khó hơn. Cho nên tôi cũng phải niệm để hỗ trợ cho lục căn lục trần các bạn trong lúc thiền, để các bạn có cơ hội thức tâm và nhắc đi nhắc lại nhiều lần những cái cơ cấu tâm tối bên trong, nó có cơ hội tiến tới học hỏi và thức tâm. Tiếp tục tôi niệm một lần nữa. Nam Mô A Di Đà Phật. 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 Nam